Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blankenship moves to third. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Miller strikes out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shumpert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes McRae. The throw from Quirk to Bordick and they have McRae trapped. The throw over to McGuire, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive for a single. Lansford moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to third. Bordick moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to third. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive beyond second. Blankenship can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McFarlane scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Shumpert hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Jamie Quirk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. McGuire moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive towards short. Howard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a line drive for a single. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McFarlane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. McRae chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Shumpert. Shumpert fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Shumpert. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Wilson moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Royals, 1. Joel Johnston now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Mike Magnant now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maguire is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maguire takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for David Howard. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Brent Main pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Main hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Main for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Miller now playing second base. Jim Eisenreich now playing left field. Kurt Wilkerson now playing shortstop. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blankenship bunts towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blankenship for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-3 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. McGuire hits a pop-up into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Quirk is hit by the pitch. Canseco moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a line drive off the glove of Jeffries, and into shallow left field. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Canseco scores. Quirk goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Hammond now catching. Mike Kingery now playing right field. Rich Gossage now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McFarland takes first base on ball 4. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.